This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I have some special guests in the studio as we're talking all about Brew Lights happening December 6th. Grab your tickets and we'll see you there. These last 3 weeks of the week, what'd you make it to?
Yeah, because you know, got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley.
I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Raw, raw, raw.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Brad, what's up, man? I'm Nick White.
And we got some special guests in the studio with us talking about Brew Lights.
Yeah, man. It's been a while, man. We have representatives from Lakeshore Beverage as well as the as Lincoln Park Zoo as well. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves because I screw up names on this show. Even basic names like Kevin, and I know Kevin.
I'm Kevin Schmellent. I'm with Lakeshore Beverage.
I'm Pat O'Hara. I'm with the auxiliary board of Lincoln Park Zoo. So it's sort of a junior fundraising board that puts on events and tries to raise the zoo's profile, especially among, call them 25 to 40-year-olds. So
Nice.
Just and like everyone in this room.
Brew Lights is on December 6th, Brad.
Right.
Yeah.
So next week.
Wow. Right? Is that next week?
Is it next week?
Yeah. It's next week.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Come on.
Yeah, next Thursday.
December is here.
You know, man, it's a blur, man. You know, you go from Black Friday to what? To December, right?
You go from FOBAB to Blackout Wednesday to Thanksgiving to Black Friday.
Yeah, 1 minute is FOBAB, next minute is December.
Yep, that's what happens.
Man. Cool. Oh, and then they brought treats, man. Mm-hmm. Like 5 of them.
So you're continuing that blur of through the rest till Brew Lights.
Dude, I feel like such a heroin addict. Dude, I don't know, man.
So what are you itching for? We got.
Let's see. I think well, Kevin arranged them, right? So let's run them off for the people. We got Trumer Pills, and these are all that'll be at the party.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
All right. So Trumer Pills, an IPA from Founders. What's that? Azaka.
Azaka.
Azaka. The Crystal Sale from Bell's. Farmhouse Ale from Boulevard. And the wee wine, the
Bourbon County Stout
wee wine from Goose, BCS.
I know where you'd start, but you should probably start with the pills.
Something light and easy.
We'll follow the order.
Yeah.
Something
light and easy.
Cool. And we have the Brew Lights little mugs.
Yeah, right on. Dig it. Branded on the front side with Lincoln Park Zoo and Brew Lights. How many Brew Lights has it been so far, man?
So this is our 5th year. It's grown obviously since we started. Think we've learned a bit along the way, being a fundraising board and a zoo. Beer isn't necessarily our specialty, or it wasn't in the beginning, but we've been lucky to have good partners like Lakeshore that can show us the way.
Yeah, I say you guys got the hang of it, man. It's been 5 years running, and then the lights part was always there, and then the beer part was added to the lights.
Yeah, so the lights part's been going for 24 years, I want to say. Wow. So they've been doing that forever. That's put on by ComEd. That's, that's free anytime, or not anytime, from November to December, minus a couple nights that are specifically for events like ours is one night where it's unfortunately it's closed to the public, but you can obviously buy a ticket and come to our event. Mm-hmm. I think there's a couple other events, but ours is, in my mind, the best one. We obviously we're going to have 20 beers on tap for everyone to sample. Mm-hmm. We're going to have, it's a wide variety. It's what we see in front of us. It's Alaskan Brewing Company. It's Bell's, Boulevard, Founders, Goose Island, Moody Tongue, which is down in Bridgeport, mm-hmm. Shiner, Surly, Sweetwater, Trumer, and then we have cider for anyone that would prefer something a little bit lighter than our regular 9% offering.
Yeah,
that's awesome. You went last. Did you go last year?
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I was excited to see the jolly monk on that Belgian.
Oh, Saint Bernardus.
Yeah, I think either Saint Bernardus or one of those big Christmas ales. So maybe Delirium Tremens was there. Mm-hmm. That's always fun to see there. Mm-hmm. Oh, but then the lights are cool, but I never made it to the lights, right? I never made it to the lights, and then like there's beer now, so it's like, man,
you could do both.
You could do both. It's actually like it would get somebody like me out to go see the lights, and it's fun. It's fun because there's so many displays and so much cool stuff going on with lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's the lights. There's the beer. There's no strollers. There's that's 21 and over event. So like normally, if you go on a regular Tuesday or whatever to Zoo Lights, there's gonna be a lot of families, and look, kids are great.
Makes sense.
Strollers kind of clog up the hallways if you're trying to walk through the zoo, which, yeah, you know, it's kind of one of our pluses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you know what sucks for Chicago, as much as it's a cold weather city, like we don't really get a lot of outdoor stuff like this, beer-centric stuff. Like mm-hmm. you go to Michigan, they party in, I think their guild parties at like a baseball stadium in the middle of winter mm-hmm. in like Grand Rapids. We don't get a lot of that down here, so you got an outdoor winter event in Chicago.
Yeah.
So I can dig that.
And during the summer, you know, these beer fests are every weekend. There's three to choose from every weekend. You get a lot of options.
Right.
We're trying to, you know, people have stuff going on. It's the holidays. There's work Christmas parties. There's whatever it may be. But, you know, we want to give people a nice, fun, beer-focused event that is also festive in the holidays and when there might not be quite as much going on in that general arena.
Yeah, makes sense. Right. Nice. Right. And so how's it evolved over the years, like from the first time to now? Like, is it like, yeah, I don't know, just is it more zoo, more people, more beer? Like, what's been the like growth for it?
Yeah,
more zoo, more people, more beer.
You're joking about it, but it is. It's more everything. It's
monkeys.
Yeah, monkey, we used to have I don't know, a dozen beers. Now we have 20, and you know, you get 12. Sampling tickets when you get in there, which uh-huh. some people, like my friends, are degenerates and say 12 is not nearly enough. And when they're 9% ABV beers, 12 tickets is plenty yeah. for most people. So it's grown in number of beers. It's grown in number of attendees, but it's also grown in terms of stations. When we started, we had, I don't know, 5 stations.
Yeah.
And like I said, we're not event guys. We're, you know, we're fundraising and working at the zoo, and so we realized, okay, rather than have five like stations, we'd do much better to have 15. This year we're gonna have 17 or 18 stations okay. around the zoo, and even it's the zoo has grown. They've mm-hmm. they've done a lot, especially on the north side, has been totally revamped, where they mm-hmm. have a new exhibit with a polar bear who might be hibernating at this point, but he exists. There's a new exhibit with penguins. So, you know, for a couple of years that we had this event, the north section of the zoo was closed off because there was so much construction going on. But now we're happy to have that available. So the zoo has grown.
How many people can you fit in the zoo? Because I know some of those parties get really big. Like, I can imagine Fourth of July weekend's pretty big over there.
Yeah, we've for other events we've hit, I mean, 35,000.
Holy fuck!
Yeah, so it's
that's more than like Wrigley.
Yeah,
right. Those are like really good numbers, man.
Man, that'd be nuts. Okay.
Brew Lights generally gets around 5,000, right. So there's people. It's not horribly crowded. We don't want to make it horribly crowded. It kind of ruins the guest experience.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still it's a good atmosphere.
And then, so you mentioned the stations. As you venture through the zoo, are they just outside or some inside the exhibits? Like, how much? Is everything open, pretty much?
Yeah, 17, right? That sounds like a lot. Yeah.
So the stations are outside,
yeah.
But the animal houses are open. Mm-hmm. Some of the animals are asleep. Some are nocturnal. Some, you know, there are some animals that you might not actually see if you went to the zoo every single day just because they're nocturnal animals.
Mm, okay.
Or you'd see these, like a normal animal that you might see during the day, but you get to see its nighttime routine or habit or whatever it might be. So it's kind of seeing a different setting of the same zoo that you've been to 100 times.
That makes sense. I haven't been to the zoo in a while, so I'm pretty excited.
Last two times I've been to the zoo was Brew Lights. Yeah, I think Brew Lights and the one over the summer, which I think is a seagull party.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's summertime. Beer then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like the zoo's a nonprofit. Right?
Zoo's a nonprofit. It's free. I mean, Brew Lights cost money, but if you just want to
go
to the zoo, it's free. Yeah. It's one of only 3 free zoos in the country.
No, oh wow.
Yeah, so like you don't think. I grew up in the area, so like like, oh yeah, it's a zoo. It's free. It's you have it. You know, it's normal. It's normal to me. But it's really rare. It's super rare. Like, it's not a normal thing. Normally, you know, part of what the zoo's mission is and what we do is, and with our goal of fundraising is to keep the zoo free, mm-hmm. because we realize it is such a unique institution that, you know, if you're a family of five and you want to go to the zoo and it costs $20 and parking is another like $30 or whatever, like that's
food.
Yeah, food. Like, that's an expensive trip for a family. Mm-hmm. And that makes it less accessible. So what we want to do is raise money on behalf of the zoo so that they don't have to charge admission. And so all the proceeds from this event go toward the zoo, specifically this new Pride of Chicago campaign, which the yeah. zoo is running, to build new buildings, to fund their operations, all these things. But yeah, all proceeds go back to the zoo.
Nice. But yeah, it's awesome, like, having the zoo there, because there was times in the summer where I remember just biking through. Basically, you cut through the zoo to get to the lake. You yeah. can't be like, oh, let me check on, see what's happening here. Okay.
Yeah.
You went to the zoo, too. So it's kind of a fun, like, because it's free, you can dip in at yeah. those moments where it's just like, oh, let's see, anything's out right now? No. Or yes. And yeah. then you kind of take some pictures and you move on.
Yeah. So. And if it's cold and, like, not a lot of things are out, well, you're not out. $25 the
right
you,
yeah
you know in half an hour you just say, oh, I'll come back next time.
Oh,
yeah, it's interesting too because it's scenic, you know, it's a scenic zoo and it is so close to the lake in the summer, like you were saying.
Yeah,
like, yeah, it's really cool that it sits where it does and,
yeah,
and it looks the way it does. Yeah.
So then how did Brew Lights come to be, like, mm-hmm. what, whose idea was this to, like, basically raise money in this fashion?
Yeah, so it's the auxiliary board, which yeah. we put on three events a year. Two are fundraisers, one's a community outreach. So prior to Brew Lights, we had two. We had two events. We had Zoology, which is kind of like a formal gala type of thing in the spring. We have Spooky Zoo, which is for, like, Halloween. It's like trick-or-treating at the zoo for kids.
Yeah, okay.
And then this is our third event, so again, only 5 years old, so it's our newest one, and it all came about because we're trying to think of more ways that we can raise money.
Yeah.
And how can we leverage Zoo Lights, because Zoo Lights is awesome. Zoo Lights has 2.5 million Christmas lights or something like that. Like I mean, okay. Just an incomprehensible
amount
of Christmas
lights. I've
only
seen pictures. I've never even gone to that. So I'm like, always like, man, that was pretty nice. Especially when it snows like a little bit. Like
yeah.
we got today.
Yeah, it looks great. And so, you know, how can we use that to make a new unique event? We have, you know, there's a lot of boards out there that say, hey, we're having a fundraiser at the, I don't know, XYZ Hotel ballroom, which is fine. But it's a lot cooler to be able to do that too.
Right. And I know a lot of beer fests, like, they need that nonprofit. Is that like that's an Illinois thing, or that's just something that often comes up? They need to work with a nonprofit for that liquor license. It's like a weird loophole thing in the, like, planning, I think. So it's perfect, like, for you guys to plan it versus the beer promoter being like, oh, we want to do this. Oh, crap, we got who we're going to work with.
Yeah.
And then so you approach Lakeshore as that, or how did that relationship?
That's right, because,
so,
you know, it didn't have to necessarily be Lakeshore, right?
It could have been
just breweries.
In fact, previously it wasn't Lakeshore. This year we're really excited to have Lakeshore on board because they know their stuff about putting these events on. Like I said, we've learned some over the last few years, but, you know, they're the experts.
Yeah, this is our first year being involved with Brew Lights. Obviously, we do a ton of beer festivals or participate in a ton of different beer festivals.
Oh, I want to say it was Glenn's last year.
Yeah. Okay. Correct. Yeah. And so, yeah, just this last year alone, our special events team put on or helped with over 300 different special events, from street fairs to Lollapalooza. So really excited to be part of Brew Lights, really excited to, you know, give back and be a part of the community, which Lincoln Park Zoo is doing a great job of. And, yeah, we've loved being a part of it so far. It hasn't even happened yet, but I'll plan it. I'll plan it.
And promotion. It hasn't even happened yet, man.
But yeah, this is kind of a small selection of what we'll have. We'll have, like Pat said, 20 different beers. We just finalized to a barrel-aged pop-up station that'll be happening too, so there'll be seven different barrel aged beers happening there, and those will be kind of a first come, first serve offering. And yeah, we're like really excited about it.
That'll be quite refreshing, right? Because it gets cold. It's December. What are you gonna do? It's December, right? Oh, but yeah, between like the barrel aged stations and those houses, the animal houses, it all kind of works itself out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's like live music in a couple of the houses. There's a Santa you can go, you know, check to make sure which list you're on. You can go say hi. But there's
probably an awkward drunk pictures of people with Santa.
Santa, let's do it again.
Yeah, I believe.
But yeah, it's a great time. I mean, your people are cold. You're pumping them full of heavy Christmas ales, and then they're having a good time.
Speaking of Christmas ales, man, this Bell's one is a Scotch ale.
Yeah, I
don't think I ever do that.
Yeah, I was like tasting it. I was like, that's odd for a Christmas ale. You think of like those nutmegs and those spices. Mm-hmm.
More
and
of it's a like winter warmer, yeah. But this is
What am I getting here? Yeah.
I want to say they've changed. Maybe at one point it used to be more of your traditional winter warmer English style. And now it's, just a Scotch ale.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go back and see when that switched. I also feel like it used to be maybe blue.
Great Lakes.
You might be thinking Winter White.
Oh, maybe.
Which is a seasonal of theirs, which is a Belgian style.
Okay.
That comes out at the same time. And so it's a little bit confusing, but.
We were just drinking some Bell's Best Brown.
Yeah, we've been drinking Bell's heavy on the show lately. Yeah. I think we did a whole, because we do a tasting sometimes after the show.
Okay.
And Bell's Brown Ale came up in the tasting.
Okay.
It was cool to see.
Forget how solid Bell's beers are.
Yeah. Because they very rarely change their logos, right? It's the same look every year.
But yeah, they're sort of doing a little bit of a refresh if you've seen some of their new stuff that's been announced. Like they're next year in 2019, they're doing a New England style hazy IPA that kind of has a different look and feel to it. Same logo as, you know, all their other stuff. But I think they're kind of getting to a point where they start to change a little bit of their look to become younger in a sense, still keep, obviously Christmas Ale kind of has that traditional look, and Winter White and Best Brown and Oberon, those kind of like pillars of Bell's, you might say. Right. Amber Ale.
It's got to almost be that. In Michigan, there's this like classic. Like,
yes.
It's like a welcoming like treat home when people go back for the holidays. Yeah. Or just like, you're like, oh, I'm home. I'm drinking Bell's or something like that. It just feels good. It feels right.
Like, Two Hearted, obviously. That's like a tribute. Yeah.
Wasn't that number one rated beer for a while?
Yeah.
Two years running, from
Beer Advocate
Association,
Two Hearted is kind of perfect. Yeah. It really is. It's always been one of my favorite beers, man, for sure. What's the which one of these brands is keeping you busy over there? I know you got a ton of brands over at Lakeshore, right? I'm guessing like the Founders and the Gooses do you still have Brooklyn over there?
We do not.
I want to say Surly. It was like a swap or something.
Correct. Right? Yep. Okay. So we've had Surly this whole 2018. Excuse me. Goose right now with BCS release this past weekend.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff. A lot of hands on deck for that from our whole operations team. You know, getting the beer to where it needs to be for those Wednesday and Friday releases. Is a whole puzzle that needs to come together. And then obviously on the sales and marketing side of it, making sure people know when and where those are happening. So that's sort of my end of it. Goose keeps us busy.
You want to open up Bell's the Goose since we're talking about it? skip the Boulevard. We'll come back to it.
It'll be a good way to clean things.
Good call. Yeah, Wheat Wine, I'm really excited about it. You guys had it at the tasting.
Yeah, I think we saw you were there, right?
At the tasting at the brew house. But I think it's sort of a sleeper pick of the 2018 lineup, just because Wheat Wine doesn't really get much PR as a style. I couldn't even name another wheat wine, actually.
Man, you know, I think Boo Goo, McKellar, and Floyd's from like years, like 5-6 years
maybe.
Ago.
Dog, Hair the Dog of. Might have a wheat wine, too.
But it's very short list, to your point. Very short
list. And so, yeah, this is still readily available as of this afternoon when I bought this. So
I feel like that could be a trend for a lot of these beers, especially here in Chicago, that you may see them around a little bit if that's some of these places charging too much for what they are.
Like Galleria, you know, right off the Brown Line, they want you to buy 4 OGs and they'll give you this variant, but after you buy the 4 OGs, you got to spend $50 on the variant.
Wow.
Man, I
think it's like a $24 play, like suggested price. I
didn't even
like that.
Peek into Miska's today. But no. They usually have them, and they are charge a little more for it.
Yeah,
but
I could go for
that's a Miska's way.
You know, $2 to $5, I get that. You know, $50, you know, you can go scratch. I need to go tell somebody. You know, I need to rat you out of that. That's bullshit. But yeah, man, these fucking, barley wine and wheat wine. You know, we all love UCS, obviously. We love the hunt, you know, the Easter egg hunt for it. But, like, the drinkability on it is low compared to these, and that's why I did this one. Like, higher drinkability.
Yeah, Pat's first time having BCS.
Yeah.
Right now?
No, Friday.
Oh. Yeah, this weekend.
Black Friday, I was over at Benny's.
Okay, so did you wait in line?
No.
You just were there?
No, I was just there. I was heading over to Best Buy, and I was like, you know what? Benny's is right here. I might get lucky, and I got lucky.
So what'd you get? Just regular?
Yeah, just the regular.
Okay.
You got a 12-pack.
What'd you think? You got a 12-pack? Just a 12-pack.
Oh, that would be the whole case at that point.
Yeah. Well, I figure I'm going over to a Thanksgiving, like a second Thanksgiving party.
Right.
Today.
Yeah.
I'll have some for later that I'll hang on to.
Yeah.
I have having some friends in town next week that they can drink. I'll find time.
They make
to
great
drink.
Gifts.
Yeah. They make great gifts.
Perfect. Fits perfectly in the stocking.
So what do you think first time having it?
It was obviously awesome, but it was like it was not what I expected. Just because it almost drinks more like a wine than like a beer, where it's strong, but it also like it's got so many different flavors and such a complex profile that like you don't find very often.
Yeah.
Was my take.
I like I went hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you would.
You know, and no, but I call Walgreens, they're like, yeah, come through, we got it. I get there, it's 2017, not 2018.
Ooh.
And you know, it's like $2 cheaper though. So it's like $10.99. I'm like, oh, I'll take the 2017.
Yeah. Add it to the ceiling.
Yeah, I got a couple of, you know, I tried one and I'm like, man, you know, all that leather and oak and tannins are all coming forward. So it was like surprisingly like not syrupy at all. It was like, yeah, you were talking about the wine and I was like, man, this reminds me more of that. It was interesting. I was surprised at how much I like that, the licorice and those other flavors that aren't like bourbon and fudge, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bourbon and the fudge
mm-hmm.
was in the back. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was still all held together nicely.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, huh.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, I was surprised. I thought that would happen like a few years later. It happened like a year later.
Okay.
You know, yeah.
But so. You went to one of the tastings Friday?
Wednesday. Yeah, so Black Wednesday. I was down at Timothy O'Toole's, not too far from... Navy Pier.
Mm-hmm. Our spot side door.
Oh, yeah, right?
There.
Yeah, so I went down there. And, they had, they rolled everything out. You know,
yeah.
I gotta stop being a grumpy old man. Everyone rolls things out in an hourly fashion for these, right?
Yeah.
I that escaped me when I was posting about it. But, they had this thing.
Did you stick around for all of them?
Well, it was, no, because it was like, you know, it was like a 5 ounce pour. And I want to say it was like, you know, like, was it $9? For the 5 ounce pour or something like that.
Okay.
So if I'd have stuck around for all 8, you know, we're in plus tip, you know, we're looking at like a $90 play. I'm like, yeah, not on Wednesday. Let's get the fuck out of here after prop.
Okay.
No, reserve, sorry.
Reserve.
Okay. I think they saved prop for last.
Okay.
So I ended up with Bramble, Reserve, OG, Wheat Wine.
Nice.
Okay.
And then I got out of there. Yeah. It was fun, but they had a DJ. And the DJ would remind you every song that you gotta go get this beer. This Bramble Rye. You know, it was like hairy. I'm like, because you know, I've been to O'Toole's, man. You know, we interviewed the founders of founders at O'Toole's.
Oh, okay.
You know, we interviewed some moonshine guys at O'Toole's. Like, they're friends of ours. We like O'Toole's. You know, But that was so weird, man. I felt like I was at a strip club, man. And every time a beer would go on tap, it was almost like coming to the stage, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I was like...
Was it busy?
Yeah, it was all the way. All the way packed. Gave you a nice little placemat and tasters.
Oh, nice.
So it was cool. I had a good time. Minus the DJ.
But there was tappings like all over the city, right?
There were, yeah. On Wednesday in the city, there's O'Toole's, Sheffield's, and then Fountainhead are mm-hmm. kind of the three official ones on Wednesday. And then Friday, yeah, there's countless tappings happening both in the city and in suburbs. Obviously, the Binnie's Linkin Park release is kind of the big marquee one.
Do they? Because they got taps there now, right? I wonder if they...
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I guess they don't do a tapping there necessarily, just as far as the bottle release.
They should do a tapping.
They got a gorgeous.
They do. They use that room for a lot of the like prep, basically, that goes into the whole release. All right. But it is a beautiful room. I think, an underutilized room, too, almost.
See, I didn't make it out for the tappings on Wednesday because I went to the Glug release at Simon's.
Wow, so you are into this Glug.
I had to go to that. Glug gets released the day before Thanksgiving at Simon's, so.
That's funny. I think we were talking about Glug slushies in the summer for what's that?
Mayfest.
Midsummerfest?
Yeah.
Midsummerfest. And Edgewater?
Is that a Swedish drink?
Yeah.
Glug?
Yeah,
great.
Like spiced wine. So.
Okay.
Yeah. It's, heavy on the booze, too. Just like Bourbon County.
Glug slushies are nice, man. I'm sure that was fun.
Oh, yeah. That was good, yeah. How's been the reception for Bourbon County this year? Like, has it been more so than previous years? Or there's eight variants this year? So
yeah,
I feel like
the most there's eight.
Almost too many. I don't know, it's a lot.
I think there's something for everybody this year. Some of the variants have pretty strong, bold flavors. Bramble Rye, Midnight Orange with coffee barley wine even. And so I think there's a good spectrum on it this year as far as if your tastes are different, which everyone's are, there's a variant for you, so...
What were you vibing on the night we saw you at the preview?
I love the wheat wine. Yeah. I think wheat wine, I love the reserve, although hard to find.
They were saying that O'Toole's was one of only six kegs in the state.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. That's our friend on the microphone.
The DJ?
The DJ. I was like, huh.
I think he might be misinformed.
You can throw out. That's the DJ life. You can say whatever.
Maybe
you
that
want.
Night there
There's
were six
no
kegs.
One to,
by the time we get to round five, all bets are off on what the DJ said.
Yeah, I think I really like the wheat wine. It's very smooth. Regular is always, or original, excuse me, is always great. And so easy to find these days, which is, I think a good thing overall. It's introducing more people to it. At the end of the day, which is great. I tend to lean away from Bramble and Midnight Orange. Those aren't really my favorites, but for some people, those are.
Yeah, I think the night of.
I was feeling
really
Bramble.
You love the Bramble.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I think it might have been the ice cream with the raspberries. I was this is perfect.
I think that night it was coffee for me, coffee bar.
Coffee bar,
this is... I hate the term well integrated because those wine people use that. I went to Italy and they're like well integrated. But it was, it was good. It was constructed very nicely. It was but the night at O'Toole's, I think Bramble rose for me.
Did it?
Bramble.
So maybe I was right.
I mean, and then he brought up a good point the night of. He was like, man, out of the eight I had, the one I finished the first was Bramble. So that's my favorite. I was like, yeah, that's kind of true. Yeah. I wanted the second round for vanilla.
Yeah, vanilla, I think a lot of people really are enjoying. Again, pretty strong vanilla characteristics on it. That one I think will be great as it develops over time. I think I sit in front of a computer most of the day, and so I see kind of the response on Twitter and Instagram, and for the most part, people are, I think, really excited about this year. And
it seems like, I think a new wave will get them this Friday. A lot of, like, I think Whole Foods gets them on Friday this week.
Yes,
and other businesses.
And some businesses get them and they hold on to them and they will release them whenever they want to. I know a lot of people, yeah, wait to the week after or sometime in December where there's a little less clutter going on. They can kind of be like the only release that day or that weekend.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them have already happened this past weekend.
Because mm-hmm. I think it was Whole Foods on Friday, and it made sense that they would wait a week because it's like, well, Binny's is right there. Why?
Right.
We don't want people at Binny's and then rushing over here to try to get it too. So like a new group of people and just like, let everyone have it. Like,
yeah.
One dude does not need like 40 bottles.
Right.
Like, your Instagram photo might look great. You don't need it.
Yeah. Yeah. Nick, some more bourbon.
I was with you too up to that point. A lot of Jules were letting it fly. It sounds like just following the feeds. It sounded like you could roll into Jules and get a whole case of like orange.
That's what I saw.
Sir Jules, like, get this out of here.
I saw,
we want other stuff.
We're understaffed. We fired a lot of people. Get this out of here. Take it off.
Jules, where I picked up the sweet wine, so and they had plenty available.
You're going out and having to pick them up too, and you're there at the source.
Yeah, Bourbon County. It's a little hard to put in a product request for Bourbon County sample request, but yeah, it's all.
So then, at Brew Lights, we're gonna see which one are we gonna see, or
we'll have six of the variants.
Okay.
Oh wow. Yep.
Yeah. So we'll have original, midnight orange, bramble, vanilla, coffee barley wine, and wheat wine.
Do you expect a line? Have you set up? Have you prepared for a line for those?
Absolutely. So that's what I was talking. We're gonna have the barrel aged station, mm-hmm. and just to be very clear, limited quantities of each of these.
Okay.
So everything else is, we won't run out. It won't happen. We'll have plenty. Limited quantities of each of those six Bourbon County stouts at a separate station, plus some of the founders' KBS, which is used to be called Kentucky Breakfast Stout, but they just rebranded. So that's our sort of barrel-aged section.
Like, you can't, it's not from Kentucky, or CBS is not from Canada, so you can't call it that or say something like that, right?
Yeah, Kentucky shouldn't be allowed to say that.
So yeah, KBS will be there.
Yeah, but to answer your question, there will be a line, limited quantities available, but, you know, hey, if that's how you want to spend your night and you want to get if you want to go pick up a beer at a regular tent, drink that while you're in line for one of the Bourbon County options, that sounds like a good plan to me.
Is everyone pouring? Do they work at the zoo? Are they volunteers? Are they representatives of the brewery? Like,
they're all volunteers.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's the auxiliary board. It's our friends. It's people that, you know, it's volunteer groups throughout the city. We do have logistical support from Lakeshore, but some legal thing, you guys can't serve beer. So we're the ones that will be handing you beer.
Okay.
But in terms of, manning the pub trailer and making sure that everything's on a cold plate, that's a little bit beyond our capabilities. Yeah. Again, we're happy to be with the experts.
Right. We'll have draft technicians throughout the event.
I've never planned an event, so I don't know anything that goes into having to plan one. So
imagine like you're throwing a party and you're like, we just need like a keg and a tap. This is 18 stations times 7 beers per station, so whatever that gets you to number of taps, it's a logistical problem that I don't deal with on a regular Tuesday.
I like the ice carving station at that thing.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, a guy with a chainsaw carving a big block of ice into like an alligator or something.
I'm like easily excited by this guy. Like, until I run out of beer, I'm gonna watch this dude carve up the snowman.
So we're gonna have the ice carving. We have the carousel open.
And the carousel.
That's my wife's favorite part.
Yeah, she carousel's good.
Loves the carousel. It's magical. You're on a carousel surrounded by Christmas lights.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, semi drunk.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't looked at what the weather would be, but hopefully it's not too bad.
Yeah.
But
if it's above like 20, we call it a win.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, bearable. Yeah. We're all in Chicago. It's fine. We can survive. Mm-hmm. It'd be great if it was, you know, maybe close to like 32 with just light, the soft, like magical fluffy snow coming down. But we're not picky. We just want it to be not below zero.
Yeah. Your beard's freezing to your like mustache and beard. It's like crystals. It's not good.
It's almost like, you know, if you're out like tailgating at a Bears game at Soldier Field, like in December, it's great because your beard doesn't get warm when you're just sitting there. You can sit there and enjoy it. So when it's, you know, it's cold, you can enjoy your beer and not feel like it's going to go warm on you.
For sure. Yeah. Nice. Awesome.
Right on.
So tickets are still available.
Oh yeah, yes. We should dive into tickets are
available. Tickets are available online, lpzoo.org/brewlights. Mm-hmm. Brew like, you know, brew like a beer.
Like brew.
Brew lights. So.
B-R-E-W.
I don't mean to be awkward.
I like how we're like really diving into the word brew. How do we spell this brew?
But yeah, it's a URL. I don't want to mess this up. It's like the only way I can direct people to this. We're on, you know, or click through like Facebook, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Or Google it. And there's one in D.C. and we have one here. So make sure you don't buy tickets to the one in D.C. because unless you're buying a plane ticket too.
Is the D.C. the other zoo that's free? Or
no, they just stole our idea. Yeah. Which...
They said, you know, hey, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
over in Chicago,
we think it's a good idea. It's been over for 5 years, so it's a success. But yeah, so tickets I gotta put my little plug in.
Yeah,
tickets are online. They're $49. Get you 12 samples plus, you know, all around the zoo, access to everything, including the entertainment. Doesn't get you any food, which we have food available because again, if you're serving beer for 4.5 hours.
We should have food.
So we got food.
It starts at 5 or 6?
5:30.
So you can grab a bite
if
you need to on the way.
Yeah.
5:30. Last call's at 9.
Yep.
I believe.
Yeah. So that's a fair amount of time to drink 12 samples of beer.
Oh, for sure.
All the beer, the breweries are online, so if you're interested, you can go take a look and plot your course. The way we have it set up is there's different stations with different kinds of beer. Mm-hmm. So the idea being, if you want you can look at your map and say, oh, I really want this Moody Tongue. I think we have one of the a Nectarine IPA or something like that from Moody Tongue.
That's a good beer.
I like that one.
Well, okay, so then I see that's at the red station. And you look at your map and you say, here are the 6 red stations. You pop on over to the one you want. Or if you're like me, you just kind of walk in a circle around the zoo and say, oh, that's where the snow leopard is. That's kind of cool. And there happens to be a beer station here, so I'm going to
get
a beer station.
That's how I live.
Kind of mosey through it, I think.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We do have designated driver tickets. Right. So for the responsible members of the family, $20 gets you free hot chocolate, or not free hot chocolate, you're paying for $20 to get in, but you get hot chocolate for it. If you have a group of folks, you can get 15 or more tickets for $35 a pop.
Nice.
Oh,
okay.
So,
as compared to like 50, you said 49, right?
Yeah, 49.
Nice.
It's almost like I did company outing.
Yeah.
We've heard some of those happening, bars, you know, meeting at the bar, getting on a bus, heading down to Brew Lights. So
yeah, tell your coworkers, you know, hey, Thursday the I should know this. Thursday the 6th. I just know it's Thursday.
It's not too far away from that holiday Christmas party season too, right? You can just get a jump on that and do your Christmas holiday
party.
Right,
you could do dinner. You go do this and then you kind of see what people are feeling. Depends on your company, right?
Yeah, depends. Yeah. Depends if you go like to the coworkers.
J. Parker cocktail.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah. That's a good idea, though, the group rate.
Yeah,
that's
I never
to know that.
Yeah, and it's more fun if you're there with a group. You know, it's great to go with your wife or husband or whatever it is, but if you can go there with a big group, it's a lot of fun. That's what my wife does. She gets a whole big group of friends to go, and they have a grand old time while I work.
And laugh and then you have to drive her home.
Yeah. No, they even have like a tradition where they'll go over to my sister-in-law's place and watch The Grinch afterwards.
So it's 5 years in, it's become a holiday tradition thing for people.
Yeah, that's so awesome. We have a volunteer after party for the event, so I'll go eat some pizza and
Okay.
Try to catch up and then take an Uber over to catch the last half hour of
the Grinch.
The animated Grinch, not Jim Carrey's Grinch.
Yeah,
the animated
the whole time Grinch. I was thinking it was that one.
But now there's the new Grinch.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got the pistachio ads, this Grinch.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've seen the ads.
Yeah, it's funny stuff. Yeah.
There's just now three Grinches. Like, how do you
retell the story?
Yeah, how do you tell, like, well, which Grinch were you watching? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I just get excited about events like Brewers Eve and Brew Lights because we need more winter stuff. Mm-hmm. And you guys talked about it, too, in the summer. There's a lot going on, so... I'm just excited that somebody is in agreement with me that we need to party hard when it's cold out. You know, it's a big deal. Big parties in the summer.
And you get a good lineup from Lakeshore. That's we focus on Chicago beer, and we often say like we miss out on a lot of beers because we mainly focus on Chicago. So we try to on the YouTube channel talk about Bell's and do other beers.
That's true.
That we don't necessarily talk about on the show. So. That's what's nice about going to events that aren't Chicago focused.
Yeah,
and we in this lineup you'll see a lot of kind of the strong regional breweries in the Midwest with Bell's Founders, Surly out of Minneapolis, St. Paul area, Boulevard from Kansas City making great beers. Tank 7, I was just looking today. Tank 7 was the 7th best beer from Craft Beer and Brewing Magazine this year. Appropriate that it's number 7.
And their wheat wine. Their wheat wine was always like the top selling wheat wine in the region.
Well, it makes sense. You got to hit the highlights because the audience for Brew Lights is probably newer to craft beer. They're not the Uber nerds, right?
Right.
They're not looking for that variant that can only get tapped there.
Right. So you'll see. That's why I'm really excited about this lineup is because it speaks to that kind of. You know, tried craft beer, interested in craft beer, consumer, but then, you know, we've got the barrel-aged pop-up station with 6 BCS variants that, you know, more of a craft beer nerd might be interested in.
We got enough to introduce you if you want
And come along this long journey.
Yeah. Here's the line to wait in. This will be your life.
Let's say people are waiting in line for beer. Who does that?
But no, that's exactly right. You know, we want to get the folks that, like, all day IPA, but we also want to try to get the folks that are a little more targeted with their beer selection. Mm-hmm. And you know, honestly, guys like you that really know what you're looking for, and you can try to get something that's a little more unique. Kevin touched on it that we have a lot of regional stuff, but we also tried to have some national stuff that might be harder to find. You know, where are you going to find the beer from, like, Alaskan Brewing Company in Chicago?
Right.
It's tough. So, if you know, not that necessarily people are out there saying, they've been, you know, banging on the door for Alaskan, but they can come to our event and they can try it because it's a tasting event. You know, it's not just a, hey, we're going to, you know, the street festival that serves Bud Light. It's they can come here and they can try something that they haven't tried before.
Yeah.
I like that IPA from, I was surprised at the weed, the white and the IPA from Alaskan.
Well, Alaskan would win awards for their smoked porter. Years.
Yes.
Oh, man, yeah.
I think like it.
Yeah. Is that going to be there? No.
It will not. Ah. It was on a table, but it will not.
Because you got to have like a, you got to have balance in your lineup.
So we will have white, which has the polar bear on it, which is fitting for Lincoln Park Zoo, and then their amber, which is kind of their horse that they.
Yeah, no, my wife's from Alaska, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we were drinking Alaskan way before it came to Chicago.
Yeah, we're excited to have them. They launched here last fall.
Frontier.
At Frontier, yeah, Frontier. Frontier. We kind of had a week of events, but that was kind of a big one there. And yeah, they've been a great partner for us, and kind of something like Pat said, unique, a little more, I wouldn't say like exotic, but it has that allure of, you know, being from glacier-fed waters in Alaska, and so.
And if you're mainly drinking Chicago beer, as you often are in Chicago, to go somewhere and be like, well, let me just see what else is out there. Like, that's what I love about some of these beer fests. It's like, well, hey, let's see what Blue Moon offers. Let's see what Founders is doing right now. Let's do this. So, yeah, it's nice.
True. I'm like, he said it all when he said it. I didn't have anything to add to that. Yeah, they were talking about the Alaskan boys, and they were saying at that frontier party, like, how, you know, these fishermen that would do their thing in Alaska would go to, you know, they live in, like, the Northwest, Portland and Seattle, and they would request these beers. Like, you don't have this beer? Like, what do you mean you don't have this beer? And that actually kick-started a lot of why they started bringing beer to those cities in the Northwest. States,
okay, yeah.
And how it all kind of
started. Okay, that, yeah. That yeah, point. Seattle's a big, big hub for them. Maybe their biggest market outside of Alaska, I would say.
Sure, and yeah. I'm sure it's probably bigger than the Alaska market because yeah. There's way less people.
That's the time I guess it. I think they go like
Alaska or Seattle?
No, Seattle.
not Alaska. Alaska's a state.
I cannot speak to Alaska, but Seattle, I know they get a huge, like 50% of all beers craft up there or something like that.
Really? It's yeah. that much?
Yeah.
And I remember going in. There was not a lot of options.
You didn't feel that way.
But
a lot of Rainier up in Seattle, yeah, which is Rainier, basically like the old style of Seattle.
I'm like blanking on the brewery name I don't know. It's been a while since I've been to Seattle.
Yeah, I know Fremont is big out of there.
Mm-hmm. Well, now you have Rue Brews, you have just so many like hazy guys out there now. Yeah. So, damn. All right. Back to Chicago. Yeah. All right.
What else we got on Brew Lights, man?
Brew Lights, Thursday. Get your tickets.
December 6th. Mm-hmm. Yeah. 5:30.
We'll be there.
That sounds fun.
Yeah. We'll have celebrities there. You guys can sign autographs.
Santa will be there.
Chicago Zoller is going to be there.
Zoller will be there. All I Want for Christmas from Mariah Carey usually plays. And the big light display that blinks and changes to the tunes of the song is the one that they always
is play. That there? South is Lawn. He making up?
No. From like volunteers hate it.
Cause I'm here for all of Mariah Carey.
Because it's like a 1 minute like snippet, and there's like five of these, and they play on repeat, and so the volunteers just go crazy. It'd be like working.
It's like a bad dream.
Yeah,
serving over there.
It's like working retail where you're like, you know, you hear the same soundtrack on repeat for 4 hours straight.
Yeah.
You start to hate it. But we're going to play it.
There we go.
We have to because it's a tradition at this point. But the zoo also has, they just did like a whole big revamp where they built a new visitor center. Mm-hmm. They install a sound system around the entire zoo. So we're going to have music in areas besides just that South Lawn part, and we're gonna have some live music in some of the animal houses.
Nice.
So if you know, get a beer, you're cold, you've been standing outside for a while, bring it inside, listen to some music. As soon as you're done, go outside, get a new one, come back and warm up. That seems like a good plan of attack.
Cool.
Yeah, live music, ice sculpting, animal houses,
beer,
lots of beer,
and lots of lights.
Yeah,
it's a really good indoor outdoor play because it might be cold, but that doesn't matter because there's a lot of indoor stuff going on too.
Cool. So. All right, grab your tickets and we'll see you there.
Right on.
Yeah, take care.
Oh yeah, thank you guys for coming out.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, this is great. This is a lot of fun.
Right on.
Thanks for drinking beer with us.
Cheers.
Cheers.